Hello, good afternoon. This is Jay from National Opinion Survey. We're just conducting a very interesting survey about issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we have that reach on your cell phone. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick?
What is this for? What's the name of your organization?
National Opinion Survey. We're just conducting opinion poll.
How long will this take?
It's going to be real brief, ma'am. I will be as fast as possible. But are you in a place where you can talk safely right now?
Yes, but I just want to know how long this is going to take.
Well, this is the first person I'm talking to, believe me, ma'am. And now, we just want to make sure that we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, may I ask what is your age?
48.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you taking the time to help me. Okay, let me just a moment. Okay, 48. Thank you. Now, moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about that direction that the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? You can select up to two issues. Fighting the inflation, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting LGBTQ rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, providing affordable child care, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, or reducing the gun violence, and standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools education. I know, but they're all important. If you can pick two of them, while protecting the women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. If you can, you know, select two just for the sake of research.
Sure.
I can read them again.
The gun violence, I think, is out of control with these massacres every week. Or gay or whatever.
Okay. Another one?
I think the gun racism.
You know? Okay.
Right.
Standing up.
I feel it.
To racism and discrimination. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, failing behind the cost of living, or rising to the point that where you feel you can get ahead? What's your opinion? Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Keeping up.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which do you think is the biggest reason. Okay. Now, the first one, too many young people not being properly parented and raised. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Inflation and the raising of cost of living making it harder for people to get by. A lack of good paying, good jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. A broken bail and parole system, which left criminals back on the streets too quickly. Not enough police officers on the streets. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many people suffering from mental illness in our streets. Inaccurate programs to help lower income people. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values.
That's one of them. Video games.
Can you select another one? There are too many guns floating on the streets or lack of after
two.
Schools. Okay.
That's two.
Thank
How
you, ma'am.
How many do I get to pick?
Well, you can pick one more if you want. This is the last one. Here's the one more, okay? We have a lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity.
No, that ain't it. These people are shooting up. Yeah, no. I'm just saying.
Okay, let's move forward.
My answer. Go ahead.
Understood.
Go
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I didn't get the question. How much what?
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism for public schools? Have you heard anything about it? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Only in Florida. In Florida. I don't know how to answer that. A lot in Florida.
A lot in Florida, yeah. Thank you, ma'am. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Do you support that or oppose?
Ban books from public schools? It depends on the book.
From public schools, right. Do you support that or oppose that?
It depends on what the books are. That's not an easy question.
This is related to the question I asked before. The books that discuss slavery and racism. Okay, that's what they refer about.
Got you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not. I don't agree with that.
You're strongly opposed? Or somewhat opposed?
Strongly,
okay. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, because they're trying to take books out of the system that talks about slavery and the history, you know, black history. Yeah, it's a history.
Everybody's history.
Understood. Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel not particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have an opinion and never heard that person or organization, just please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris from 0 to 100. How do you feel?
50.
Okay. And how about Hakeem Jeffries? From 0 to 100?
70.
70? Okay. How about Beyonce?
30.
Okay. How about the feminist movement? 0 to 100?
70.
70? Okay. And how about the NAACP?
100.
100? Okay, thank you. And how about Ron DeSantis?
0.
And how about Joe Biden?
75.
Okay, and how about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
80.
Okay, thank you. Oh, let me just a moment. Let's say it. 70. And what do you say about the Black Lives Matters? I'm sorry?
80.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, moving forward, we're almost done, okay? Now, I know it's a way, way off by thinking, I'm sorry, they wrote it the wrong way. I know it's still a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican. For whom would you vote? Cornel West?
Biden.
Okay,
but
Biden.
No, Cornel West, I didn't know he was running. Okay.
Okay, so Biden is your response, correct?
Yeah.
Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, a 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Climate change from 0 to 10. How much of impact would you say it has in your life from 0 to 10?
Today, a 9, but no, 8. Just put an 8.
Yeah, okay. How about the country's economy going into a recession soon, from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. How about affirmative action ending? Same question.
6.
Okay. And how about crime and violence in this country? How could it impact you personally, from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward real quick. Okay, I'm sorry. You say 7, right, on the last one? Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, didn't take it. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. Now, for each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy, okay? The first one, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. How about the government should provide free child care to all families? Same question.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Same question.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
How about the government should provide a universal basic income of one of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens? Agree or disagree with that?
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay, I like it. Agree.
Okay, agree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Same question.
I agree with that strongly.
Okay. How about the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition? Agree or disagree?
I don't know how that works. In other words, I don't know if I understand the question.
Let me read it once again.
Sure.
Okay. The government should pass a law requiring mm-hmm. employers to provide mm-hmm. workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves mm-hmm. or family members with a serious health condition. Agree or disagree with that?
I'm 50-50 with
that. Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. How about athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify?
Absolutely. Strongly agree. I don't care. Yes.
Okay. Now, which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partners has given a birth to a child. Fathers adopting a child. A death of a family member, when dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, sickness or serious injury, mothers giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child. What are those situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off?
That's a whole lot. How many have to pick?
I believe a few. Yeah, two. Go ahead.
The death of a person should get time mm-hmm. off. If a mother's death. Giving birth, she has to have time off. I mean, come on. She can't give birth at the store.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. You can choose as many as you like. Go ahead.
Yeah. When dealing... Go ahead. That's good.
It says you choose already death of family member and mother's giving birth. That the other one says fathers who's a spouse
no.
or partner is giving a birth to a child. Fathers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode.
Mental health episode.
Okay. The other one, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, sickness or serious injury, or mothers adopting a child. Those are the ones left.
Okay, that's those three. That's good.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving forward. Now, how often would you say you experience racism and discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I really appreciate you taking the time to help us, believe me. Now, have, if any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? A home was vandalized or broken into? Is that applies mm-hmm. to you or any family member?
No, thank God.
No? Okay. How about money or property was stolen? Applies to you or anyone in your house? No? Car was stolen or broken into? The same question.
Nope.
Okay. How about violent crimes such as an assault? to you, nope. Anyone in your house? Okay.
No, thank you, Lord. No.
Yeah, thank the Lord for that. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions, not just for statistical purpose only, and we'll be done, okay? What's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of school?
The last year of schooling that you have completed, a 1 to 11 grade, high school graduate, some
okay.
college or professional certificate.
The year, like what year, like 19, I was like, oh my God. I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
So
that
graduate
would be.
School?
That's graduate, yeah. Well, congratulations. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And congratulations on your college degree. I mean, that's amazing. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Is that making sense? I don't know.
Now, your opinion matters. We can continue. Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I would say twice a month.
Okay, so once or twice a month, thank you. Now, I'm going to reach a list of new outlets or stations. Now, for each, please tell me, ma'am, how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week, I'm sorry. How about CNN? Very often? Somewhat often?
Very
not
often.
That often?
Very often.
Very often.
Very often.
How about MSNBC?
Hardly ever.
Okay, seldom or never? Or not that often?
Not that often.
Okay. How about your local TV news? Very often, somewhat?
Very
not that often.
Often.
Okay. How about next words news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Very often, somewhat? Not often, seldom?
Did you say sports? Did you say sports?
No, network news such as NBC, ABC.
Very often.
How about Fox News?
Never.
Okay, not often, not that often, or never, you said, right?
Yeah, not that often.
Okay, seldom or never. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward real quick, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. You lean more towards the Republicans or towards the Democrat Party? Who do you lean towards?
I think I'm mixed.
Okay, still independent. Okay, now, which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employers, health insurance you bought or pay for yourself, or no health insurance?
Health insurance you pay for.
Okay, you pay for that health insurance, correct?
Yes.
Do you buy and pay for? Okay. And what's the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse? You and your spouse jointly? Or your parents?
Me and my spouse jointly.
Okay. That's a team. Now, would you please tell me in which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get your category. Under 15,000, 50 to 30,000, 30 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100. 100,000 to 150,000, or 150 to 250,000, or over 250,000.
You saying everybody in my household?
Yes, all together.
150 to 200.
Okay, then thank you. Now, do you identify yourself? And remember, this is just the research, okay? I know you told me already you're married and all that, okay? So by no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence. But do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Yes, no, okay. Thank you, man. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Sure.
Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Goodbye.
You too. Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, likewise.
I have my name is Robert.